Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the debut of Instagram Threads, Lil Nas X versus sex toys, if Katy Perry was to blame for Madonna's health scare, the bag of cocaine found at the White House, and Corey finally explains the difference between Dorit and Dorinda. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello, America!
Not hello, America.
Well, it's the 4th of July.
It's not. It's like the 11th.
And America is bustling. Everybody's talking about it. The fireworks are blasting.
Did you see that really big firework?
No, I went to bed like at 9. I was like, I'm not gonna deal with all of it.
Do your dogs have firework problems?
Yes, they do. And I said, we're not doing this year.
I saw a TikTok of, I get a lot of dog talk. I saw this dog TikTok about, it was some like doggy daycare during the day. And it was like, this is what doggy daycare looks like on July 5th. And all the dogs were just laying alone sleeping because they were so tired from being scared all night and from not sleeping all night. Nobody wanted to play. They were all just laying and like, it was like COVID times where there's like circles painted on the ground and every dog was just laying on the ground alone.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna be real for half a minute.
take 60 if you need, honey. Take 90.
Here's how I feel.
Do you want me to cut you off when you get to 30?
I don't think so, honey. Fireworks. What's up with fireworks? They're so loud, boom, 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 and it's like animals don't want to hear it. Every other species outside of humans don't want to hear it. And if we're gonna get real, which where else would we get real?
I only get real on the podcast.
Sometimes I'm joshing for the pod, but right now I'm getting real for the pod. On the 4th of July, who are we honoring?
Our founding fathers.
Maybe.
White slave owners.
I don't know, but I was going to say it feels like it's a little bit giving like to our veterans or whatever, you know, the people who fought for our... Bitch, they have PTSD and the sound of a fucking firework is not commemorating.
No.
Your Honor.
There must be like lasers we can do instead. And probably better for drones. The environment too.
There's drones.
Somebody in my neighborhood lit off a bunch of loud fireworks at like 3:30 in the morning. If I wake up in the night, I try not to check my phone because I don't want to know what time it is. I don't want to get back into that phone world. And so it helps me fall back asleep easier. But I thought, I'm fucking checking my phone. Who is up at this hour? I can usually tell by like how dark out it is, what time it is. And I was like, I know it's got to be 3 a.m. Sure enough. Was up to fucking something.
People that are up to something, they're probably drunk. drinkers, alcohol drinkers. No good ever comes from it. All bad always comes from it. Tension comes from it. All drama comes from it. Fireworks at 3 a.m. comes from it.
Did you see any of the TikToks? I think I was like trending on Twitter about Lake Tahoe and how like it was all these videos of all the people who went to watch fireworks at Lake Tahoe and all the trash and all the garbage and all the beer cans and all the shit and the broken chairs and the garbage they just leave laying on the beach.
No, but I did see there's a TikTok, maybe this is this creator and this is all they do, but they do a haul of every, because they work at stadiums where concerts are. And so they do post-concert hauls of everything they find while cleaning up, depending on the performer.
Artist.
And so the one that I saw that went viral was post-Harry Styles concert. And like everything
was clean and nice.
No, Well, there's no such thing as a clean and nice post concert experience. First of all, because everyone's trash. But it was like feathers and boas and glitter heels and blah 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 blah.
Well,
no slumber party tour. I'll say that.
I'm like, are you picking up your empty popcorn and your pop? When you're leaving the movie theater,
absolutely.
Who the fuck's just leaving it there?
People,
lazy people. If you're listening and that's you, honey, there's a trash. You're gonna walk by three trash cans on the way out that door.
It is such a red flag for me if somebody leaves their trash at their seat at a movie theater.
Who raised you?
Who raised you? Who braised you?
I'm just all...
Me on Thanksgiving. Who braised you?
You don't braise
What is braising? I don't know.
You're thinking of basting.
Who basted you? Who?
So, yeah, color me surprised to learn that a bunch of people supporting America left their garbage on beautiful Lake Tahoe.
Well, you know, you're speaking to the same people who are throwing things on stage. Do we have an update?
Baby, I have three.
So last week we had who got what to the face on where?
Welcome to our new segment called Who Got What on the Face to Wear.
Okay. Who got what on their face to wear?
In this week's.
We'll workshop.
This week's session of who got hit in the face by something at a concert.
Okay.
Country singer Kelsey Ballerini hit in the face with a bracelet during a concert. Had to walk off stage.
A bracelet? Was it Pandora? Was it giving Pandora's charms?
I don't know. Would you throw your Pandora charms? Aren't those expensive?
Oh, no. Those are expensive, I find.
So, I think. Got hit in the face, had to walk off stage, had to call her band off stage, had to be all, is everyone okay? Is everyone all right? What the fuck just happened?
You know what? I'm also starting to see people in the replies when these things get posted be like, well, this is the reason it's all happening is because of you people posting it and making these people famous. And I'm like, reporting the news is not creating a culture of
me
like,
and you
violence.
Are the problem. We're
no,
the
no,
problem.
No. Just in general, like people post, they're like, well, now that people know that they can go viral and become famous for throwing something at an artist, it's like, okay, well, whoever shot what's his head in the head, JFK. You think people were like, oh, well, now I know how to be famous.
Yeah,
oh,
that's well, why we have a gun problem.
Abraham Lincoln.
Also, Lil Nas X. Someone
pocket pussy.
Someone threw a dildo on stage.
Oh, I thought it was a pocket pussy.
I don't know. It was a sex toy.
Yes.
It didn't hit him.
Somebody who threw their pussy. Who threw their pussy?
It didn't hit him. It just landed up there.
Yeah.
Did you know what Adele said?
Adele said she'll kill somebody if they do.
Adele went on stage at her Vegas show and said, I fucking dare one of you to throw something at me. I fucking dare.
She said, I'll fucking kill you. I think. That's what I kept reading is that she said, the quote was, I'll fucking kill you. And the picture was her holding a t-shirt cannon. Did you see it?
No.
She's holding a t-shirt cannon while threatening to the audience, I'll fucking kill you. I think that deserved bigger headlines. That's the moment of the week. Hello.
I'm Team Adele.
Team Adele.
I will fucking kill you. Throw something on stage.
Hey, did you hear the sad news?
I'm looking at my list of things to talk about and trying to see if any of it seems sad.
And?
None of it.
Well, your queen might be at fault.
Who? Which queen? I have a lot.
Remember when Katy Perry killed that nun?
She didn't kill her. That woman had a heart attack, didn't she?
Okay. Let's not get into specifics. Well, Madonna was found in the studio with Katy Perry hours before she fell ill and was found unresponsive in her New York home. So they found Madonna. She was unresponsive. And apparently, allegedly, just hours before that, she was spotted with none other than Nun Killer. None other.
Queen stays none. Queen. Queen stays queen.
Queen stays queen. Queen kills queen.
Yeah, because queen stays queen.
Queen slays queen.
No. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes in chess.
Do they? Yeah, they could. If I'm playing chess and a queen slays my queen,
game over.
I'm the fool. Because if I put my queen anywhere where your queen can get to, bitch, I'm an idiot. If queen slays queen.
Did you want to hear the bad news for us?
What?
Well, did you hear? We have a rival podcast started.
Oh, no.
Who? Peppa the Pig is launching their own podcast.
Does she go there?
Where?
There.
Peppa the Pig? Oh, does she josh? Is she just joshing?
Does she josh for the pod or is she cereal?
I think it's more like cereal where she'll actually be investigating murders.
Oh, slay. Mama. You know what? It's good. That's good. She's dominated TV. She's dominated the charts. She has a very successful music career. Yes. Are you kidding? Do you not know about this?
What does Peppa Pig's voice sound like? Do you know?
I don't know. But if I had to guess, I think it's a little girl. Like, hey.
Well, that's what people say when they listen to our podcast, too.
I think she's British, maybe. Have you ever met a British pig?
No.
Well, that was a setup. You could have knocked that one out of the park, but sometimes. You know about it. It should have been a yes and.
Take it from the top.
Have you ever met a British pig?
The queen.
You know, it's better than no, so I'll give it to you.
Okay, take it from the top.
Have you ever met a British pig?
Yeah, I fucked one. Sometimes. Your ex?
Hey, it's giving bestiality on the pod. No.
I'm just joshing. Are you joshing? Out of the pod. Joshing out of the pod.
Yeah.
I hope Peppa Pig joshes on the pod.
I have a feeling she is going to. I think she's going to do that. And I wish her the best. From one podcaster to another, welcome to the podosphere. We give you nothing but support, Peppa. If you ever want to come on the pod and do a little cross promo, we can.
We haven't had a guest in over a year, and maybe it'll be Peppa the Pig.
Peppa de Pig?
Oh, actually, I have more bad news.
Boopa de Becco? Do you think Peppa de Pig ever goes to Boopa de Becco?
Speaking of Boopa de Becco, did you ever see Dorit's Capri Room at the Boopa de Becco? Well, now that we're talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I guess
to go back. Peppa de Pig at Boopa de Becco with Dorit?
On the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Dude, you always confuse Dorit and Dorinda. They're not the same person.
Well, did you hear they got rid of the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco?
I tried the...
What am I to do?
No, but I tried the spicy Cool Ranch Doritos last weekend.
Do you think Dorit or Dorinda ever had a Doritos Locos Taco?
No, they don't seem like the type. I mean, Dorinda maybe... when she was drunk, but Dorit definitely no.
Do they or don't they? Hold Dorinda on. And Dorito having Doritos at the Doritos Tacos Locos.
I need to post that on a thread right now. I'm going to say, has Dorito.
Did you say thread? Did you say thread?
Has Dorito.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Had a Doritos Locos Taco?
What?
Has Dorito ever had a Doritos Locos Taco? I'm threading it right now.
You threaded it?
I'm threading it right now.
Is that a promise or a thread?
It's.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Hey, are you on thread?
Yes, and I got a thread last night.
Well, that's not how this works. I don't think that's the language to
speak
about threads.
Hold on, I'm threading.
You're putting the needle through the thread.
Has Dorito ever had a Doritos Locos Taco? Question mark. Okay, good. Now we're there. What were you talking about? Threads? You don't want to talk about Kyle Richards' looming divorce on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Hey, they're calling the timeline on Threads the loom. Did you say loom?
I'm out of the loom.
Loom Loom Lemon?
I did have something.
Hey, I
did
have
something. I did have something to say about Kyle Richards.
We have to talk about the Animal Crossing item, the loom. Loom?
I've had it. It took me a long time to know that you could change the fabric of the loom.
I love it. I love my loom. I have a loom in every room. Oh, I love it.
Are you changing the fabric?
I haven't, but okay. So you want to talk about this lesbian?
Here's my all. What I wanted to say.
Wait, sorry. Am I outing this person? I don't really know. I only see that everyone on the internet's like, "That's a lesbian."
The rumors are there that she's been hooking up with this woman.
Well, who hasn't been hooking up with this woman?
I hooked up with a woman.
This woman?
Anyway, so there the news broke. Well, you know, the TikTok sleuths, the Instagram sleuths, they were all dissecting Kyle's Instagram for weeks, being all, she didn't write a nice Father's Day post for her husband. She didn't stand next to him in a picture.
Hold on. I have to just establish that I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
When people are like, this person didn't congratulate that person, they must no longer speak. No, bitch. Sometimes people are offline. Sometimes people are not performing their condolences for you.
Well,
hello?
Well, here we are. So anyways, there was a lot of that going on. The only part of this that I really wanted to talk about was there was a scene like 10 seasons ago where all the housewives met with a psychic medium.
Baby, I know.
Oh, the dinner party from Alison Dubois.
Yeah, people call me the Alison Dubois of Twitter.
She had a TV show made about her. That's how good she is.
Hollywood medium?
No.
Hollywood small?
No.
Oh. Hollywood petite and tight. So she said, he will never fulfill you.
You know the TV show Medium. It was just Medium with Patricia Arquette. Had 7 seasons. She played Alison Dubois, the medium.
Okay.
Anyway, so there they were, dinner party from hell. And she told him. She saw.
So do they decide ahead of time that it's going to be called the dinner party from hell? Or do the results bring us the title of?
The results brought the title to the episode.
Okay.
I think one of the women probably said it in a confessional afterward.
Well, it's a very chicken and the egg. It's kind of like, you know, the producers want to have a dinner party from hell.
I don't know the last time.
Can you really make that? You can't brew magic in a bottle.
I don't know the last time they had a dinner party from heaven. Everything goes wrong.
Well, I feel like there's always some woman being like, oh, that's an incredible...
Wind chime?
No. Remember when there was a woman there meeting with all the housewives, and she's a real celebrity. And she's
Jamie Lee Curtis was showing the women all the gift items that came in the bag for her charity.
Was there a wind chime?
Dorit, that's Dorit.
Maybe I.
Dorit was very, it's chic, so chic, that wind chime, simply chic, Jamie Lee Curtis.
In my head, Dorit is the one that's like, clamp, clamp.
That's Dorinda. Dorinda's in New York. Dorinda's on pause right now for being an alcoholic.
I feel like they all take turns, honestly.
In New York, they do.
Where's the bag?
So, speaking of bags.
I know. Well, I saw a clip of the Real Housewives. They were all chanting, where's the bag?
Buy the bag.
Buy the bag.
Or get the bag.
Get the bag. Well, were they talking about cocaine?
No, they had a purse party and they wanted Garcelle to buy her.
Purse party.
And they wanted Garcelle to buy her first Birkin. And she was like afraid to buy it. And so they were all chanting, get the bag.
Get oh my God. Bag. Consumption. You know, Hudson and I are often consumption monsters when we're trying to, when we're emulating capitalism. And consumption culture, we're all consume.
You're very at World Market. Get the bag.
No, every time I'm at World Market, I go through the wind chime section and I always browse. I never get, and I'm always disappointed. They really need to update their wind chimes. They don't do new wind chimes each season.
What kind of wind chime are you looking for? Something for your patio?
Yeah, well, the one I have,
I'll keep my eye out.
It's all the chimes are in a line, and so it doesn't quite, they don't, the far
what do you
left
want, a
one
long
doesn't get
spiral?
To hit the far, maybe, what I'm learning is the far left one doesn't get to hit the far right one, they can only hit the ones next to them.
Well, speaking of the far right,
did
you hear what the Republicans had to say about the Coke found in the White House?
What?
Nothing, that's what I was asking you.
Oh.
But hey, no. Did you hear there was Coke found in the White House?
Oh, girl. Yeah. On the same day, I saw a clip of Kamala Harris saying padam padam with the drag queen.
Oh, my God. I saw somebody reply. Did you see that video of Kamala Harris and Andy Cohen at the Stonewall Inn? And he was making her listen
baby.
To padam.
Yeah, baby. How you think the cocaine got to the White House, baby?
Somebody.
Anybody that thinks that there hasn't been cocaine in the White House, there has never been a moment where cocaine hasn't been at the White House for as long as cocaine has ever been in America. Let me just establish that.
For sure. You know Trump had coke at the White House.
Everybody had coke at the White House. Has there ever been a Real Housewife at the White House?
You think Obama had coke at the White House?
I'm not saying specific people. I'm just saying the White House, they don't call it the White House for nothing, baby.
Well, there was one season of The Real Housewives of DC, which I did not watch. So my knowledge here is
Potomac.
Not great. But apparently in the final episode of the one season that it had, one of the housewives and her husband, partner, boyfriend, IDK person, snuck into a White House party. And then
they went to the
out.
Yes, I was there. I was there at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
You were
that
there
was the
when
one
they
I went
snuck
to.
Into.
Yes, baby. I felt scared. Actually, I said, "Oh, a breach on my White House."
Did they lock it down?
I popped and locked it. I don't know if everyone else did.
Did you see that TikTok of that girl on that plane yelling that man wasn't real?
I loved it until we realized that there was racist undertones. This is a classic milkshake duck. We love them until we find out that very next day after they go viral, oh, turns out the duck who loves milkshakes is actually racist.
Was there a duck that likes milkshakes that was racist?
You never heard about milkshake ducks?
No.
It's just a pop culture phenomenon concept where it's originated as a two-part cartoon. What are those little in a newspaper?
Yeah.
Cartoons?
It's a cartoon.
What is that? Comic. A skit. A two-part comic. You know, like the square one and square two. Square one is, we love milkshake duck, an adorable duck who loves milkshakes. Look at it go viral. And then one day later it says, we regret to inform you milkshake duck has a history of racist tweets. And it's everybody that's ever had been the main character of the internet is a milkshake duck, because the very next day the internet discovers, oh, they're actually transphobic. Well, this is no different, because the crazy airplane lady, apparently she was accusing
someone of stealing her headphones.
A person of color of stealing her headphones, and it was they were saying there were racist undertones, and I said I believe it. Though the fear in her eyes when what did she say?
She said that motherfucker is not real.
Well, okay, so apparently she accused somebody of stealing the headphones, but who she was saying is not real was the flight attendant.
She thought he was what, a robot, an alien, a lizard man?
I don't know, but there's something, everyone was quote tweeting it being like, I've seen enough Final Destination to know to get off that plane, bitch. Read the room. The room's saying get. We gotta get.
I think I would have been a little nervous to stay as well.
Imagine being the person she's pointing at. If I were an alien and she were pointing at me and saying I'm not real, I would be sweating bullets, baby. I would be nervous. I would be like, this girl's crazy, right, guys? She's nuts, right, guys? Yeah, I would not get off the plane, but I would be thinking of her. I would be thinking about her for a long time.
I wish they would have like panned the camera and someone would have been sitting there doing the hand thing that I can't do.
What hand thing? Blood? Are you writing blood with your fingers?
No, where you spread them two and two.
To make it look like a vagina with somebody else's hands?
No, just by itself. It's very Mork and Mindy.
Oh, like I come in peace, or maybe Star Trek. Yes. Yes.
Is it Star Trek?
Well, if two people do that and then you do
Nanu Ninu.
Well, actually. Anunnaki? Oh my, Anu Ninu. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Speaking of Anunnaki, did you hear who had a baby?
Who?
Meghan Trainor and her big dick husband.
Oh my God.
That's her quote, not mine.
I heard the child is named Barry.
The child?
The child.
Bring us the child.
Bring us Barry. Bring me Barry.
Her baby's name is Barry?
The baby's name is Barry. Or either that or I made it up.
Barry Bruce Trainor.
Barry Bruce Trainor. Bring me Barry Bruce. That's me as a witch who has a legally binding agreement with Meghan Trainor for the first child.
It's the second. It's the second.
Well, the legally binding contract says second child, actually.
The first child named Barry, I believe, is what the legal...
Bring me Barry Bruce, Meghan Trainor.
Would you ever name your baby Barry Bruce?
No. Next question.
Hey, do you want more bad news or good news? Did you hear what happened to Grimace?
Did somebody fuck Grimace? Did Grimace get dicked down in the meat freezer?
Grimace got banned from the Empire State Building.
Why? Because he's on suicide watch?
No, because a gay person runs the Empire State Building Twitter.
Oh, okay.
The official Empire.
I forget. Did we have a meeting? Do we not like Grimace right now as the gays?
No, the official Empire State Building Twitter tweeted, Grimace has been banned from the Empire State Building.
Well, I heard that people, you know, the Liza Minnelli has outlived.
Yes.
I read an interview where they asked Liza Minnelli about that, and she doesn't like that that Twitter exists because the whole joke is that at some point she's dead, that she's going to die, and that the whole thing is predicated on that she has lived long, and that's it's not going to last for long, and that everyone that she outlives, it's like, oh, wow, look at how old she is. She doesn't like it. So I guess if somebody made a Twitter like Tyler Oakley has outlived and I didn't like it and people were still celebrating it, I'd be like,
I would pull an Adele and be like, watch me outlive you. I will fucking kill you.
I'll never forget Liza Minnelli on Home Shopping Network, though. Now, that's an iconic clip. Go watch it.
No, I'll Google it.
They go, all right, Liza, we've got Megan calling from Georgia. And she goes, hi, Georgia.
I wish somebody would have done that in any of their Snatch Game reviews.
Alexis Michelle.
Hey, Georgia.
Oh, rip.
What?
I'm just talking about time. Fabric. The ripping through the fabric of space-time.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, speaking of fabric.
Sure, take me there. Now, thread?
I think we talked about threads.
Did someone say thread?
Are you on threads? Did we talk about it?
Yeah, we vaguely touched.
So threads. So here's threads. The new Twitter. Fuck Elon Musk. Fuck Twitter. Liza Minnelli, I mean, outlived Twitter.
All we're doing really is bartering our
data between billionaires. Our data.
Yes, bartering our data between billionaires. And you know what? Zuckerberg and Elon Musk
are both Republican.
Are challenging each other to
a boxing match? Duel. Is this true?
They were talking about like jujitsu, perhaps, or street fighting, or. But then Elon Musk's mom was like, she canceled it. She said, "You're not doing that." And I thought, damn. Well, she really got the lockdown on that one.
Elon Musk's mom canceled it.
She said no. She did not. She said she
heck
tweeted.
No,
about
we
it.
Won't go.
Yeah, well, we're kind of getting it right now because does it feel okay? We're as of recording this episode, this is we are on day two of Threads. So yesterday was the first day it was open to the public. It hasn't
even been even 24 hours for me.
Well, it's apparently been open for invite only for famous people.
I've only threaded about Dorit and whether or not she's had Doritos Locos Tacos.
Oh, so you're saying I ghost wrote your first thread?
Yes.
Well,
it's my third, but yes.
Hudson was like, I don't really get internet humor. What should I post? And he's like, should I post a picture of Crouton and with his bone and say, this is bonerific? I was like, hold on.
And yet.
I said, hold on.
You're going to police my bestiality with Peppa the Pig, but you can't even keep your own man in line.
I said, bonerific? We need to pause all threads until we figure out what's going on with Bonerific. Hold on.
I hope you know the next time you guys are hooking up, you should whisper Bonerific.
No. Nope. No.
Oh, wow. You don't play in the bedroom?
No pup. Well, some. Nope.
You fingin' scourging?
Wimbledon is today. You know what Wimbledon is?
Whoa. You just said that, and I just remembered last night I had a dream that I played tennis with Venus and Serena.
Well, bitch, yes, I'm the Alison Dubois of Psycho Battle.
Oh, my God. Wait, it just all came flashing back right when you said that.
People don't care about hearing other people's dreams if they're not involved.
Well,
in the words of Corey Cool.
Who's she? Who is she? Should she be banned from the Empire State Building?
Corey Cool?
Yes.
So did you have a Grimace shake or no?
Yes, and it tastes like chemicals. And I saw you spreading lies on the threads. You were all, this blueberry swirl tickled my pickle.
Who is Noah Beck or something?
I don't know.
I think it's one of the stars of the internet. Well, they posted something about, well, the Grimace shake is actually pretty good. And I said, it was a thread on my timeline. So I said, you know what? I'm going to chime in because that's what we're doing here on threads. We're talking, everyone. We're having conversations. Everyone's saying hello these days. So I replied, yes. So you know what? I'm in the conversations. I am there. I am having the threads. I am threading the needle.
One of my friends texted me. I was trying to find it and said something like, Jesus Christ, Grimace's birthday is longer than a gay person.
That's a good tweet. That's funny. Because you know what? It really has been a long time. When's his actual birthday? And what's his sign?
He was either a Cancer or a Gemini, and I really hope to learn that Grimace wasn't a Gemini. That would be disappointing.
He's a Gemini.
When was his birthday?
June 12th.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, he's definitely a Gemini, and a June Gemini at that. Yike.
Grimace was a Gemini?
Yeah, and Jesus was a Capricorn.
Ooh-wee. And now you've said it. And now you thread it. Blame it on the thread it? You're the one who thread it. Hey.
Yeah, I'm done. I've got nothing else to talk about.
Are you serious? Are you done?
Well, unless you wanted to hear about how I spring cleaned my closet.
No. No, my car got broken into, Corey.
Oh, God. Where was it?
In my own garage.
Okay. Garage.
So I posted that my car got broken into and somebody replied, well, where did you park it? And I said, okay, well, let's not victim blame here. Like, let's just all calm down.
Maybe
I parked
how
it in my
you,
own garage. They broke into our garage.
How do you know the tone of their, where did you park it? Maybe they were saying, where did you park it? Because they didn't want to park there too and have the same thing happen to them. Maybe it was that kind of.
Both can be true. I felt judged. You're not going to tell me how I felt, Corey.
Yeah, you victim blamed yourself.
Well, I'm the one with the last lash cover blast.
Don't
because
you have cameras in your building?
Yeah, well, I got him on candid camera, bitch, and I got his face, and yeah, He's not very familiar looking. So that's the end of that. But he did go into my car. He put a cigarette
out?
Right outside my car door.
Gross.
Right
on the ground. Disgusting.
Gross. Disgusting. And he went through my car and he took two bags of clothes that I've been meaning to donate. So who's got the last laugh now? Because it looks like I don't have to run an errand. Thanks.
Wow, yesterday.
And I went direct to consumer with my donations. They took it right out of my hands and into the hands that need them.
Did they look your size?
He was giving snatched. He was giving snatched, yeah.
Well, yesterday, somebody was trying to parallel park between my car and my neighbor's car, and they reversed instead of went forward and slammed into the front of the other person's car, and I heard it so loud right out my window that I had to run and look, and then I had to walk outside and be nosy, but I was all, hey, did you hit my car too, or did you just hit their car?
Did they leave a note?
They left a note. I moved my car because it was street sweeping anyway. So then I moved my car to the other side of the street. And then I sat there watching and I took a picture of their license plate. And then I saw them put a note on the car. And I was like, well, as we know, remember the last time somebody knocked my mirror off of my car and they left a note because my neighbor saw them. But the note just said, sorry. No contact information. No, nothing.
With a winking smiley face.
No, nothing. Don't worry. We caught the culprit. But anyway, so I took pics for the person and I was like, I've recognized the car as one of my neighbors. So I was like, I'll see if they don't get it fixed in a while. I'll go out there and be all, hey, I know who did that if you need the information. I'm a nosy neighbor. I'm trying to be on Judge Judy.
Bitch, you're giving town crier. You're giving NPC. Oh, what the hell?
How does town crier work?
You know what a town crier is?
Yes. Remember when we were on The Amazing Race?
Not crying tears.
I know. When we were on The Amazing Race and we were in the Netherlands and it was the double U-turn and Becca and Floyd got U-turned and I told them, oh, just go U-turn the other team. And the cameraman looked at us and said, you really be in the town crier?
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, yeah, drag me. I will help my friends.
I would like to, if I could turn back time and live another life in a different era, I would love to have been a town crier. Just
you
a gossip
probably
queen.
Were. You probably
a
were.
Gossip queen. It's hear ye, hear ye. It's like Threads IRL. It's like giving the people the real tea, mama, as they say.
Yes.
You know.
Mama, I do. Yeah, in fact, mama, I do know.
Would you rather be a mama or a mom?
I think a mama.
I'm really into, yes, mom. I like that.
I bet you are.
Speaking of the mamas and the papas.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear about Harrison Ford?
No.
Okay, well, did you see Harrison Ford on Conan O'Brien's podcast?
Well, definitely not. You think I follow Harrison Ford or Conan O'Brien?
Well, it was going around. Conan O'Brien had Harrison Ford on. You know how he's in
he's
that new
promoting
Indiana
a
Jones.
New Indiana.
He's still doing it. He looked over at Conan O'Brien's little note card, and his note card said Harrison Ford, Han Solo, Star Wars. And he goes, you had to write that down to know that? And I thought, oh, my God, I would have done the same thing. And the person calling me out for having the most, like, basic information about them on my note card, I would have had to done the same thing because my brain goes blank.
Well, and sometimes you're very, don't say the thing you're not supposed to say or don't mess that up and then you can't stop overthinking it.
Are you talking about me or are you talking about people?
People.
Sure.
People. Yes, it's giving don't say another car, but me mentioning slug bugs during the Toyotathon psychobabble episode.
Is that what we got in trouble for?
We didn't get in trouble.
Trouble's loose.
Does that
Trouble's
live,
a loose and fast term.
Does that live episode live on Spotify, or was it just live that one day?
Ask a historian. I don't know.
Oh.
Well, speaking of the mamas and papas
oh
and
God.
Harrison Ford.
Uh-huh. Do tell me.
I just found this interesting because, you know me, I am a Mamas and the Papas stan. And so, like, it was very much hit me where I wanted to be hit topic-wise. That Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas said that she didn't know Harrison Ford was an actor. This was from an excerpt from her book that was going around on Twitter. And I thought, oh, my gosh. She said, I didn't know Harrison Ford was an actor. I remember getting dragged to Star Wars, and I thought, oh, Harrison Ford's on the screen. And I said, that's my pot dealer. I thought, oh, my God. Imagine you go to see a movie, and your pot dealer is the star. Also, remember pot dealers?
Yeah. I love – what was that show on HBO about the pot dealer in New York? I love it.
High Maintenance.
High Maintenance. I rewatch that regularly. It's so good.
That's a good show. That's a good show. It's a good one. That's a good one. For anyone that has an HBO login.
It's called Max.
Anybody out
it's
there.
It's called Max now.
Oh.
Why are you looking for one? Well, you got to trade.
You can have access to my Threads account.
Pass.
I be threading.
All right. Is there anything else on your list? Should we save it for next week? Should we keep
this? When does this go live?
On Tuesday.
Tuesday the what? The 11th.
Yeah.
Well, all I really wanted to say was I have a vaguely kind of new schedule on Twitch. And so we now are doing Sunday streams. I used to do Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays. Now I do Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays. So if you could never come to a weekday stream, my main point is you can now come hang out on Sunday mornings. We start with bingo. The girls get together and we play bingo at 10 a.m. Pacific on Sunday mornings. So come play. Also, I used to only do 4 giveaways every Wednesday. Now I do 1 giveaway every stream. So if you ever see me live, come win $25 Amazon gift card.
Oh my God.
That's all. Where can people find you?
Oh my God. You can find
me cocaine at the White House?
Doing cocaine at the White House, getting banned from the Empire State Building, trading Barry Bruce for what do witches trade for?
A single ear of corn.
Yep, that, doing that, all of the things.
I just rewatched Into the Woods with James Corden and Meryl Streep. Damn, that movie was fun.
Okay, I remember seeing it and not liking it.
We need more witches in media, like haggard witches. That's the vibe.
All right.
See
you later, designers.
All right, later.